Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Everybody, hey, thank you for tuning in, because I know you can be anywhere in the world, and you're right here with me. Hey, Monster on Monsters Radio Live, don't forget, we are an interactive show. You can call in here on Takeover Tuesday. You can communicate with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google. So, if you got some requests or something you want to say, help get yourself out there. Today's the day to do it. We allow you, the listener, the artist, whoever, whatever in the hell it is you do, we allow you to call us up tonight and get it off. You dig? And we're not going to send you a bill. So, you got a friend you want to promote, uncle, I don't care what you do, your author, an actor, even if you babysit on the weekend. Hello, we really don't give a damn, but we want to know what you got going on. You feel me? So, let's see. Don't forget the number is 424-243-9649, that's the hotline number. Now, I'm going to say it a little slower. For those of you that caught the little short school bus and you used to have to wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window, it's 424-423-9649. I know you should get it right because they gave you big-ass buttons on your phone. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and do it, too. Here's some new, a new group that I want to get up in here and definitely let y'all check out. I talk to these guys on this 10 p.m. conference call every Sunday night. It helps our upcoming artists. It really does a lot to help people out. And they go by the name of Tuck. Turn Up. Yeah, Turn Up Kings. That's what it is. Yep, Turn Up Kings. So, all right, we're going to get into that music here in just a bit. As soon as I can find it. If not, we're going to get into something else and come back to it. So, all right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. Take Over Tuesday right here on Monsters Radio. Our show starts right about...
Yo! Let me see you get at me. I'm gon' fuck you till you love me. Sending out just like a robbery. It's all about you. All about you. It's all.
If you're talking about me, I do it all for the fee. You Cindy Crawford to me. I done seen Rihanna, Sierra, battered and all of them to me. And you regular too, you come from my part of the street. Simulation problems, bitches faking they got them. Niggas be faking they don't. Good thing we know what we know, huh? Noah's animal, he's taking the boat. I'ma fly away with my unicorn with a booty like unicorn. And unicorn is too big unless your body too small for you. Do it back like I bought it too small for your old hoes. Bad mouth, what you gonna tell them? You have to treat you bad to learn to treat me better.
No, everywhere you track.
Cause it's all about you.
Let me see you get at me. I'm gonna fuck you till you love me. Sending out just like a robbery. It's all about you. All about you.
It's all about you.
The city up, riding in the coupe. She said she with me for the long run, like she ain't.
in it for the fame or just for the fun. Yeah, she's so suspicious, wondering is it lies I'm spitting. I told her, nah, baby, get used to this life that I'm living. I did some things I ain't really mean. I promise you that I would change, girl, you a queen.
Oh, everywhere you tried it, let me see you get at it. I'm gon' fuck you till you love me. Sending out just like a robbery. It's all about you. All about you. It's all about you. All about you. It's all about you. All about you. All about you. It's all about you. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I know everywhere you tried it. Let me see you get at it. I'm gon' fuck you till you love me. Sending out just like a robbery.
Radio Takeover Tuesday. Sorry, I'm sitting over here. You ought to be just waiting to sneeze. This motherfucking shit is not coming. It's just sitting at the tip of my nose. like I'm some type of dreamer genie and shit over here. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. It is what it is. Fine. We have to keep it moving. Check it out. I'm going to get to that Turn Up Kings coming up a little bit. I even got some Killer Kai if y'all from the Twin Cities. Yeah, I got some of his music, too. He sent it in today. So hopefully he'll call in. He said he's doing some, I think some charity work or something like that. So, hey, big shout out to him and all the shit he's doing. So, I don't know what to say. But let's go ahead and keep it moving. I'm just waiting on some people to call in, see what's going on Takeover Tuesday. See who's going to be monstrous enough to take over this motherfucking show. You better not call in here talking like no Muppet. Tell myself, hey, E-Mossy, hey, can I please take over your show? I'm going to smack the shit out of you and hang up on you. It is what it is, player, because I got the motherfucking power. It is what it is. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Turn up.
Bullshit ass intro.
My city is so red. Yeah, I got the sauce.
I'm going to get it together. I'm on hot sauce right now. It's about to get real sauce.
Yeah, turn up. I got the sauce. I got the sauce. My daddy a boss, my mama a boss.
Turn
boss.
Up.
So I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Turn up.
I got the
man,
sauce.
Man, we want it all.
Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make
a
withdraw.
Draw.
I got the sauce. My mama a boss. My daddy a boss. So I got the sauce. They told me once. A lazy nigga. Get nothing at all. I need it all. Unlimited all. White diamonds, no flaws. Shout out to y'all. Supporting it all. No crawl. You say you getting it, boy. I already see it. I must need some binoculars. Whole fit sauce with glyph gloss, aka Red Prevent Sanders. Who behind this? Who behind 10? Lil George, he the new young monster. Play it crazy, I can do what I want. Here, Benny Hunters in pajamas.
Turn up.
I got the sauce.
I got the
sauce. My daddy a boss. My mama a boss. So I got the sauce. My brother a boss. My nigga a boss. Man, we want it all. Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make a withdraw. I got the sauce. Designer my drawers. She taking them off. She know I'm the man of my city. U.S. Why she messing with George? I'm only 16 and you ain't messing with me. These loos, they fit me. Ain't even 20, but man, I keep me some 150s. Come count it with me. Must I repeat? I'm the man. All I need is a key to the city.
Turn up.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce. My daddy a boss, my mama a boss. So I got the sauce. My brother a boss, my nigga a boss. Man, we want it all. Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make a withdraw. There's under my drawers, I'm dipping this sauce. Dipping this sauce. There's under my drawers, I'm dipping this sauce. Rats.
Yeah, E-Monster, Monsters Radio. Y'all better come get some of this stuff over here. You feel me? So let's see. What am I going to play up next? I got a lot of music for y'all, really, really. I really probably should be opening the line today. I got so much music to catch up on. But, you know, you got to stick to the script of the show. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. I'm allowing you to call in, take over the show. If, let's see, I don't know, I might go over here and find some entertainment news, but you know what we call it around here. We call it the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, because that's what that shit is in the hood. You know, it ain't entertainment news, it's who's fucking who and who's getting fat. So we're going to get into that maybe in just a little bit. So, all right, check it out, y'all. I told y'all I was going to bring y'all these guys that go under the name Chuck. It's Turn Up King. Chuck, these guys, Sunday night, really nice music, really hot artists from the Carolinas to fucking Queens to Jamaica. Hey, man, brother, give it a chance. Give it a listen right here, Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday with E-Monster, Turn Up Kings. This right here is called V-Day. And after that, should I do a double play? Should I do a double play? I think I will.
Wasting away. New York. this feeling had when Jay came through Mars. Did he pull up in a Lambo or stun a Ferrari? I don't know, but like I did a couple lines for Gaddafi.
Wasted away.
Hey yo, Woods, let's
take him away.
Yo, Bronze, let me get him, let me spit this venom. Guillotine flow, just stack 10 racks on my denim. The way my team flow, this rap, like we invent them. I'm in linen, I just might go out to Madonna. Sell white girls' dreams of Scarlett Johansson, mama. I love Pisha Penny line, I'm intrigued with the feeling.
Now that's fast, with my free throw, we back in the building.
These pigeons think they on fleek, yo, they cackling for millions. They tripping, miscalculating, we be stacking them billions. Pull up in the Sammy Fenton with the galaxy. Kim Kardashian, your mama with the Kanye limit.
Hey.
Boy,
yo, man, I've been a run. Boy, yo, man, I've been a run. Boy, yo, man, I've been a run. Boy, yo, man, I've been a run.
You messing with the wrong one, suckers.
Yeah.
It's the UK, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do you remember me back then when all my chips were down?
Wanna come around?
Whoa, 'cause I'm a veteran. You're messing with a veteran.
Man, I'm bad man, you want confident, you're too fierce. Overconfident, you know I'm for corrupt with the champion. Big round, don't want for no type of gun we on. Wasted away or some contraband. They smell success in the air just from the ambiance. I'ma be honest, we veterans, y'all better pay homage. Shine brighter than them diamonds like a room of Rihanna. You might think we did a heist the way we uck up some comments. Private flight to Guyana just to check on my bodies. Yo, Bronze, homie, you got this, go ahead, do the Miata. Okay, I'm reloaded. Godzilla, Bronzilla, cocaine in my look. All white, can't stop, Kunta Kinte foot. Bimbi, make your baby mama wipe me down. If you got cotton mouth, miss, don't go down. Mr. Woods riding with me, got to hold me down. How to dump my ass, a big rabbit ear on the bound. Bimbi.
You messing with the wrong one, suckers. It's the UK, motherfucker. Boy, yo.
Wasting away.
Boy, yo.
Friends become haters when you count that paper, but it be like that.
my ride. Scoop a chick, now it's time to slide.
That's right.
All I see is my friend of me, but I just wanna have fun tonight.
Come on.
Ain't nobody sicker than this young fly mister. So rock boy sipper, name big body hitter. I'm the type that's quick to invite. Slot with your type and no word or not.
Radio public service announcement. Hey fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks. Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, that's what it do, y'all. So, hey, don't just be mean to girl because she got bad feet. I know she take off them motherfucking shoes. Her feet look like peanut brittle and shoelaces. It is what it is. I met a chick one time. She took off her Timbos, dog. Her feet were so gnarled and draw back. Her shit like German Shepherd's feet. I'm just saying, she had puppet paws on her shit. It is what it is. Take over Tuesday. So I'm about to open up the lines. Y'all know what to do. 424-243-9649. Hit me up. Cause we're about to do it right now. So I there must be some international people over here because we got some 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Now that's usually like Skype or something like that. So let's go ahead and check out with that one first, see what they got going on a Takeover Tuesday. And don't forget, if you don't want to talk, you just call to support the show. All you got to do is say, I just support the show, or you know what I mean. Don't say nothing. I'm gonna call your number twice. You don't say nothing, I'm going to keep it moving. You feel me? So don't be trying to get all upset and shit, trying to hit me with a garbage can, because I'm going to treat you like I'm in Harlem and shoot off your pinky toe. You dig? So, all right, let's go and see who we got. If we got monsters or Muppets over here, we're going to see who's going to take over the show with a monster. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You know who you is. Who we got on the line? Hello? It must be Skype or international number. 1-1-1-1-1. All right, that's what we do. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room, too, right here on Blog Talk so y'all can chat with me. Don't forget, we are interactive. You can talk with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Everything's at DJ E Monster on Monsterous Radio. So, all right, let me check in with another caller. See who's been over here the longest. Let's check all. Okay, let's see. I know she don't want to get on. Let me check with this one right here. Oh, let's see, who is this? 662-645. You heard that name? You know, mother's on in here. Who we got on the line? Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? That sounds like Black Town.
You already know.
662.
You already know.
What's good, bro?
I'm chilling. What the hell y'all on?
Shit, nothing yet. You know what I mean? Just opening up the lines. But you know what it is. Take over Tuesday. Delta Radio right now. Delta Boys Radio. You think I'm just a co-host.
Right.
This is a host.
Right.
Black Tim.
And who are these motherfuckers
with
these 1-1-1-1-1-1? Who are these motherfuckers with these 1-1-1-1-1 numbers and shit?
Yeah, bro, that's using international numbers.
Hey, look, bro. Look, bro, you been paying your taxes? You been paying your taxes?
Oh,
it's
fair. Yeah, I have.
Don't answer. Don't answer now because I said it's goddamn fair, man.
It could be. See, by the way, some people say that's the Illuminati. I'm just saying, I mean, that's the Illuminati watching you.
Yeah, man, I was just chilling. I was just tuning in and shit. I'm here playing dominoes, family and shit, nigga. You know how that go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I like playing dominoes, but I can't play because I can't count that fast. It is what it is. They'd be like, oop, he lost his points. I'd be like, you some bitches. Somebody should have told me. I'm the only one at the table with a calculator. You dig?
So what you're telling me is, you can't come to count dominoes, but you can count money.
Yeah, because I can take my time and thumb through them bills, you know? On dominoes,
don't feel bad, brother. There's a lot of motherfuckers can't count other shit, but they dash over count for goddamn money. One can see it, but he can count it.
Right. Real talk. When people make fun of me, I'll be like, Trey, I wasn't locked up that long. They let me go. You did? When they be kidding about spades and dominoes, nope, they didn't hold me that long, Trey. I had bail money. But, all right, what's going on with Black Cam?
Delta
Boy Radio.
Man, I know, you know, like I've been doing what I do out here, man, and shit, man, you know. Got a goddamn, that Frazier Boy show coming up today after Thanksgiving and shit. Me and them Delta Boy niggas, so you know how that shit go.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I hope the headliner's ready because his job might be taken. I'm just saying.
I had a show last Friday, I think. Shut the whole motherfucking club down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. You know, G always got some shit lined up, so you know how that shit goes. You know what that nigga do. I ain't heard from these niggas and I don't know where. I ain't heard from these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I know I ain't heard from them. I know they got some shit up their sleeve, so. And this show coming up, so, yeah. It kind of bothers
right.
me, man. So, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, shit, everybody working, everybody doing what they do. No, I'm on my end, handling my own business and shit. They doing what they do. And we're going to get, you know, me and G, actually, we from that area, so. Yeah, nigga, Stab McCain going to drive down. So, yeah. It'll be one big, like a fucking family reunion, man. So, y'all, it's a ton of all imagine.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Why, bro? We got a lot of people over here tuning in. I'm pretty sure they want to get on and get their stuff off. So, all right, go ahead and rock the show with me, bro. We're going to go ahead and see what's going on.
Hey, one thing, though, man. I just got to make sure, try to see if you get that 100 track I sent you, man. It ain't no big track, man. Like I said, I made a beat, and I put some shit together and throw on that motherfucker. So, you know, when you get time, check that motherfucker. Because I know last time, you know, say your internet was fucked up, and you couldn't get to it and shit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Nope, but I'm going to find it, and I will have it by the end of the show. I guarantee you that, if nothing else. Because I should just got right yesterday. You dig? That's why we on 2 days in a row. We just got right yesterday. So, all right, hold on, bro. Go ahead, rock with me. Let me check in with some of these other people. Let's see, I'm trying to find the ones who've been over here the longest. Let's see, nobody's really saying much to me on the internet network. So, all right, let's go ahead and check this one then. Let's check with this. 80, look, and then the damn thing messes up. 803-873, who we got on Takeover Tuesday? Hello?
What's going on? It's your boy, Mr. Woods, representing TUK. Tuning in.
What's good, Mr. Woods?
What's going on, man? How are you?
shit, pretty good, pretty good. You know, I'm really happy that, you know what I mean, the TUK camp actually got me this music today. Because I'll be honest with you, bro, you know, I really be into the music that I spin and the artists that I promote. And when I talk to you guys on Sunday, I was really inspired by y'all. You know what I mean? Talking to y'all. I love y'all as artists, just as individuals, your story behind it, and I love the music. You know what I mean? So I'm really happy y'all actually took the time, you know what I mean, to get us this music. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
So, man, tell us a little bit about Tuck, right quick.
Yes, T-U-K. A lot of people say Tuck, but it's really T-U-K, which stands for Turn Up Kings. And the Turn Up Kings consists of myself, Mr. Woods, my man Kurt from Kingston, Jamaica, the trap hip-hop artist Big Bronze from the South, from the Dirty Dirty, and the soul R&B master Just K. And there's the four of us, and we all collectively came together to create TUK. We're all solo artists as well, so we came together and collectively started a movement called the Turn Up Kings. And tomorrow we're actually dropping our first official single titled V-Day, which is Veterans Day, on Veterans Day. So look out for that. Go download that. It'll be available on all digital outlets. And I want to shout you out for playing. I heard the beats like that, man. It sounded great. Thank you for the love on the beats like that that you just played a little while ago after the MC Light, because I've been tuned in from the start of the show.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, man, I know you guys, like, at one time were kind of like, you know, I guess I'm assuming, you dig, I'm going to do a little quick interview just real fast. I know you guys were kind of like, were you guys kind of like individual artists at first, and then you came together to do this TUK, I'm going to start saying it right, TUK movement?
Yes, we did. We all, like I said, we all were individual artists before this. I was an individual artist. I started back in 1999 when I first did my first hit record, No Pigeons. I wrote No Pigeons with Sporty D's. No Pigeons is actually the answer record to No Scrubs for TLC. So I'm the mastermind behind that record. And that record actually went gold in the U.S. and overseas in New Zealand. It went platinum. So that was my first, you know, accolade and claim to fame into the music industry. And then I moved down to Charlotte, North Carolina. I met Big Bronze, who is actually from Charlotte, North Carolina. I met Just K. He moved down here. He's actually from New York, from Brooklyn, where we actually met up here. Because, you know, we all were independent artists, so we did a lot of venues together. We end up doing, you know, being on the scene and, you know, crossing paths. So that's how I got to, you know, get in contact with these guys. And then I met Kirk a few years ago. Kirk is from Kingston, Jamaica, and he's like the new addition to the crew, and we started the TUK. But everybody did previous work before this as solo artists. We all had previous material out, you know, music, and we was doing our own thing. But, you know, when you bring a force together, when everybody's so talented and you bring it all together and fuse it as one, it's more powerful and it creates more of a movement. So that's how we came up with the TUK.
All right, okay. That's a nice story right there. That's a real nice story. Well, right, and I heard on Sunday at the 10 p.m. conference call, shout out to Kermit Henderson, Kevo the Plug, and DJ, sorry, I got to say it right because it's almost like when you say Slickback. You got to say the Slickback, the award-winning DJ Punch. I did hear you say on the thing, you know, you did the thing with the pigeons and whatnot. Now, see, these are the type of things that I don't know if artists know, because, you know, sometimes artists, they do things and, you know, they might not notice their buzz or notice how big they're getting right away, even though the album had success. I actually helped break that pigeon track here in Minnesota. For real.
Back,
you know, the host club DJ, I helped break that. You know what I mean? I remember spinning it when I first got it in my DJ pool, and I was spinning it in my house parties, and everybody was going nuts, bro.
And that record, actually, you know, when I originally did it, I didn't write it for it to be an actual record. It was, I actually before it was called No Pigeons, I titled it because it's something that I did when I heard the No Scrub song, and I'm seeing that guys didn't want to ride in the passenger seat of their homeboy's ride because of this record. I was like, yo, this song is so impactful on the streets. Nobody's answering it. And like I said, I wasn't even, at that time, I wasn't really pursuing a music career. I would just do mixtapes with a friend of mine by the name of DJ Rue from Brooklyn. And he, you know, every time he did a mixtape, he would put me on it. So I was kind of just doing mixtapes for the street buzz. But at this particular time, I was like, yo, Rue, can you please send me that No Scrubs instrumental? Because I'm getting tired of this record having such an impact on the streets and nobody's answering it in the game. So I took it upon myself to do, you know, just write a 16 bars and put it on his mixtape. But that mixtape got into the hands of Funkmaster Flex. And Rue called mm-hmm. me up and said, yo, Woods, like Flex heard it, you know, the response. And he said, that's going to be huge. So he said, Flex is going to call you because he thinks that, you know, he wants to put this record out and make it a real record. So, and at that time, I titled it No Vultures. It wasn't titled No Pigeon. The original title was called No Vultures. So I had did a dub plate. So I did a dub plate in Brooklyn, and I got it to, you know, some DJs in Brooklyn, things like that. But then, like I said, Flex got it in his hand, and Flex did give me a call, like, a few days later. And I was just like, wow, this is really Flex. So Flex was like, yo, Mr. Woods, this song could be huge. But I wanted to hook you up with Sporty Thieves, because Sporty Thieves was a group that he was working with at that time, you know, and they mm-hmm. was, you know, trying to get their buzz going at that time. And they had a previous record out, again, Nada or whatever, and they were signed to Columbia. So they was already already in the game. And I was just at home writing verses for a mixtape. I had an old deal. I wasn't pursuing the music career. So I actually got thrown into this because of the idea. So he put me in the studio with Sporty Thieves. I arranged the whole record. I let them go, you know, first because they was already a group and I was a solo artist. So I let them, you know, start off the record and then I anchored the record. So I'm actually the last person that you'll hear on the record with the raspy voice, simply because that the day I had to go record the record, I lost my voice. But I was like, I'm going to record this record. I don't care what I sound like. But, I mean, I guess it was God, because everybody loved the way I sound on the record. And the record became mm-hmm. there, and we changed the name to No Pigeon in the studio, and then history was made after that. A few weeks later, I was number one on Billboard for 7 weeks. The record just took off. I've heard that record everywhere, and I was like, it was like a dream, because that's not something that I actually set out to do. You know what I'm saying? It just happened. Right. And that's, like I said, and that's history right there. So I look in Wikipedia right now, and I'm reading No Pigeons, and the story is about me in Wikipedia. So it's really, it's just like God is good. God is really good.
Right. All the time.
Yep.
So, all right, Rob, go ahead and tell people how they can connect with you and the squad on social media. And definitely you guys can find them from my page on Monsters Radio, wherever it's at. But I definitely want you guys to go directly to these guys and send them invites personally, because I'm telling y'all, y'all want to meet these people while they're coming up. Because as you see, like, I play his record. Y'all don't know. I'm all over here all excited and shit. Like, damn, that's the dude that did that? You want to get to know these people early, section more. I'm just saying. So, all right, tell them how they can find you on your social networks, and then we're going to set up for this V-Day track.
All right, for the TUK, we have a fan page on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And it's TUK Movement on all social media. So that's how you can find the whole crew and get to know what we're about. And my personal Instagram is Mr_Woods. That's MR_WOODS. You can find me on there and holler at me, and, you know, let's get to know one another. Let's network. Ready to work. The team is ready to work. You can find Kirk, you on the line?
What do you know?
Okay, no.
You know what the area code is?
This would be 704.
He might be right here. Got you, Kurt?
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
Kurt, can you give him your social media?
Yeah, man, most definitely. It's I am Kirk. IAMKYRK. Everywhere. Instagram, MoneyGram, any type of gram, Telegram, there. TUK movement.
And as you could tell, Kirk is from Kingston, Jamaica, which we'll be going to on December 23rd because we have a major show in Jamaica on the 23rd of December. Thanks to Kirk for having some hot records that's working over there in Jamaica. He's taking a whole TUK over there.
Pick up my...
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, man, make sure we get it because, you know, we used to have a show called I Revive. You did, and it was real strong over there in Jamaica. So we should be able to help reach some people, you know what I mean, to help endorse and help, you know what I mean, help that brand go for that event that night. So make sure we get the flyers and the information for that so we can send it out to all our people that may be in Jamaica and all the other surrounding areas to try to fly down there and come see y'all. But, yeah, make sure I get that. But go ahead and set us up for this V-Day right quick.
For the next record that you're about to play? Oh, yeah, V-Day. This is V-Day right here. It's produced by TUK member Big Bronze. He did the production. The production is really crazy, and it's featured myself, Kirk, Just K, and Big Bronze. This is V-Day. It drops tomorrow on Veterans Day. Go get that. Veterans Day, V-Day, let's go.
That's what it do. All right, you're listening to TUK right here on TUK Radio on Tuesday. They just took over the Monsters Radio Show.
No way!
Yeah.
TUK,
wasting away. Wasting away.
New York!
Wasting away.
New York City!
Man, I'm on a bad man, you know. With Laura, TUK, Turn Up King. We're there. We're mashed up the place. Turn the race down now.
This must be the feeling had when Jay came through Mars. Did he pull up in a Lambo or stun a Ferrari? I don't know. Feel like I did a couple lines for Gaddafi.
Wasted away.
Hey, yo, Woods, let's
take him away.
Yo, Bronze, let me get him. Let me spit this venom. Guillotine flow, just stack 10 racks on my denim. The way my team flow, this rap like we invent them. I'm in linen, I just might go out to Madonna. Sell white girls' dreams of Scarlett Johansson, mama. Alopecia penny line, I'm intrigued with the feeling. Now that's foul, with my free throw? We back in the building. These pigeons think they on fleek, yo. They cackling for millions. They tripping, miscalculating. We be stacking them billions. Pull up in the Sammy Fandom with the galaxy. Kim Kardashian, your mama with the Kanye linen.
Man, I've been a run. Boy, yo, man, I've been a run. Boy, man, I've been a run. Boy, yo, man, I've been a run.
You messing with the wrong one, sucker.
Yeah.
It's TUK, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do you remember me back then when all my chips were down?
Now I come through something like this.
Your chick wanna come around.
Whoa, cause I'm a veteran.
You're messing with a veteran.
Man, a bad man, you are confident, you're too fierce, overconfident, you're not one for corrupt with the champion, Big Ron don't want for no type of gun we on, wasted away or some contraband, they smell success in the air just from the ambiance, I'ma be honest, we veterans, y'all better pay homage, shine brighter than them diamonds like a boomerianus, you might think we did a heist the way we uck up some comments, private flight to Guyana just to check on my bodies, yo Ron, homie, you got this, go ahead. Through the Miata. Okay, I'm reloaded. Godzilla, Bronzilla, cocaine on my look. All white can't stop, Kunta can taste good. Bimbi, make your baby mama wipe me down. If you got cotton mouth, miss, don't go down. Mr. Woods riding with me, copper, hold me down. Hotter than my ass, a big rabbit ear on the bounce. Pimpin'.
You messing with the wrong ones, it's the UK, motherfucker. For your.
TUK. So hey, check it out. We gonna get to you 843-269 in just a minute. But right now, I'm still on this TUK radio. You dig? So let's see. Big shout out to Kermit Henderson, Tevo the Plug, the award-winning DJ Punch, Coda Grooves, We Make Superstars, and the 10 p.m. Sunday call for having network with network. You dig? I'm just saying, it beats like that. From here, right here, right now, Monsters Radio. Hey.
A hit to me, young fellas out trying to make history. Can't an entrepreneur make money anymore without a hater steady kicking down your door? Excuse me, miss, let me beg your pardon. I'd like your dress, can I touch your garment? If not, I like the way you move regardless. So flawless, bring the hook, sing the chorus.
Friends become haters when you count that paper.
Out of my ride, scoop a chick, now it's time to slide.
That's right.
All I see is my friend and me, but I just wanna have fun tonight.
Come on.
Ain't nobody sicker than this young fly mister. So rock boy sipper, name big body hitter. I'm the type that's quick to invite. Slot with your type and no one tonight.
Friends become haters when you count that paper, but it beats like that. Sometimes it beats like that. Sometimes it beats like that. Friends become haters when you count that paper, but it beats like that. Sometimes it beats like that. Although they hating, Lord knows I can't change it, cause it beats like that. Sometimes it beats like that.
TK, we got another one.
Get a hold of these guys for booking. So if you guys want to bring them to your parties, your events promoters, I'm talking about the real promoters that already have like a 1,500 or plus type fan base, and all you need is somebody hot to come in and entertain your 1,500 people or 15,000. These are the type of artists y'all want to get, I'm telling y'all. So Mr. Woods, tell people, how can they get a hold of y'all? For interviews, for booking, are you guys doing collabos, all that type of stuff?
We do it all. We have Just K, Bronze, they do production, so they'll make tracks for other artists. We're all songwriters, so we'll help write songs. Kirk does hooks, Just K does hooks, I do hooks. So we do it all. So, and we're willing to, you know, network and do collaborations with upcoming artists, established artists, it doesn't even matter. Like, we're here to work, and we're here to, we wanted to spread our talents worldly with everybody out there, even in different countries. Like, that's what we're here for. We're really here to be international with it, and a worldly super group. You could find us at, to book us, you could hit up brother73@gmail.com, and I'm going to spell it for you. That's B-R-O- THAR73@gmail.com. And then I'm going to give you another email as well. And then we have the Turn Up Kings @gmail.com. So either one of those two emails for booking, and holler at us, and we'll definitely get those emails, and we'll reach back out to you.
Okay, okay. I'm definitely going to give Kurt a chance to put some stuff out there by himself. Let's know a little bit more about you there, Kurt.
Yo, Guan. So, this is the original Jamaica Dandara from Kingston, Jamaica, Kirk. So, originally, you know, I did songs with Lukey D, Pinchas, Pliers, Flying Robbie, Bojo Bantan, Wayne Wanda, all up in Jamaica, you know what I mean? Just doing hooks, writing songs, ghost writing, things of that nature. So, came to the States, met Mr. Woods through J Styles, which is with Blackstreet, the new BS2 with Teddy Riley. And ever since then, he heard me in the studio and was like, yo, we got to do a song together, man. So, he called me up one day, and we did a song called
We're on to something,
and from there, the brotherhood started, man, and we haven't stopped rocking out stages everywhere we go. Mr. Wood called me the hype man, the Mr. Turn Up King himself. So,
secret
weapon.
Yeah, he's the number one Turn Up King out of the crew. Like, so you just got to see him live on stage.
Yeah, so they have to contain me sometime, man. You know, Elephant Man ain't got nothing on me, yo. So they have to keep me off the speakers, out the crowd, diving, everything.
Yeah, he does it all, man. He does. Yeah, he gets turned up, yo. He got that's straight from Kingston, Jamaica. Like, you know how they get turned up. So that's, he has that in his bloodstream.
Yeah, man.
Why?
I need to reach them. I can't sit on stage all night. That's too boring. So I have to jump on, touch one or two people, grab up one or two gal, you know what I mean? That's how we're working it. So I got a couple songs out, you know, released right now. The one that got us the big show at Jamaica is called The Antidote, not the one that Travis Scott got. Travis Scott one ain't got nothing on this one, trust me. This is Calypso mixed with reggae, mixed with EDM, mixed with hip-hop, mixed with UK, mixed with everything, trap, everything. So make sure you know you're going to check your email, and your email going to catch on fire. But it will mass destruct as soon as you open it. But be careful, hear me?
Okay. Okay, bro. All right.
So the rest of it, we're working on. Yeah, we're working on a remix right now with Bojo Bantan's son. So we're going to record the remix with an up-and-coming big artist in Jamaica. What's his name? Yeah, I don't even remember the name. It's like four of them want to do a remix. So it's a big thing, you know?
Okay.
Christopher Mott.
If y'all don't know
somebody's
name,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was saying Christopher Mott and all them guys want to jump on it, man. It's a serious song.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, some of these names he's dropping out here, y'all. Some of you young cats may not know he's talking about, but he's dropping some real people. And within these names he's dropping, I'm talking about some real epic, like, globally known throughout history names. You know what? Just this little bit on this Takeover Tuesday, I'm going to have to get an interview with y'all, man. I'm going to have to sponsor it myself. You dig? But I think the people need to hear more about y'all, what y'all got going on, because you guys are coming all from different areas. You guys are doing big things. The way you guys talk about your shows got me wanting to go. You dig? I don't think they take EBT at Southwest Airlines, but I'm going to see if I can get an EBT card and go to Jamaica to get to this show.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just want to let everybody know that we do have a project out right now. It's called TUK Compilation Volume 1, The Movement. And this compilation actually is from all the previous music that we've all released prior to, you know, coming together at TUK. So what we did is took three songs from each artist. So we have 12 tracks on this compilation. So you'll get a sound of what Mr. Woods' sound is. You'll get a sound of what Kirk does, Big Bronze, and then Just K. And then, you know, we have solo songs. And then we also have songs that we featured on. But this is all prior to us coming together as TUK. So we wanted to give the people you know, just a feel of what we bring to the table individually first before we drop our actual album next year. So when you hear the album from TUK, you'll hear all these different sounds infused into one and what creates the TUK movement. So if you're going on the digital outlets right now, just look up TUK Compilation Volume 1, and you can download those 12 joints. I mean, it's real hot. Like I'm really excited about that. So you can hold on to that until the album comes out.
Yeah, and if you want to see us in action in a calm state of mind, you know, we got a YouTube page called TUK Movement, and you can also see us live at Coyote Joe's, where we sold out 3,000 people ticket. You know what I mean? So you get to see us somewhat turned up. But trust me, you want to come to a real show. Somewhat turned up.
Right. Okay. Well, we are close to the end of the show. Y'all did a real takeover. It is what it is. But you guys got any shout-outs you want to do before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to 1A Production, Smokey in Jamaica, and all the promoters in Jamaica that's bigging up the Kirk brand, you know, and the TUK brand worldwide.
Yeah, and I just want to shout out to all, salute to all the DJs, man. All the DJs have been showing us love thus far, and we want to continue with that. Any DJ that's out there listening, any radio personalities, anybody out there that just want to connect with TUK, man, just hit us up. We willing to work, man. We appreciate everyone's support. Thank you.
That's what's up. And yeah, make sure you guys check out the Nerve DJs and Media Combat Radio, Monstrous Radio. We're going to be filtering into the Media Combat Radio to help make everybody's network bigger. But yeah, they also help make this happen to get a hold of these artists and listen to this music. So please make sure you guys show them some homage, at least say thank you for looking out for Monstrous Radio and making it do what it do. So all right, y'all, you know what it is. We're at the end of the show. I don't really do shout outs because, you know, people be getting mad. They're talking about, hey, bro, you didn't shout me out. Then they want a water blue on my house, and I got to send my dog out to bite you in the ass, and you know I'm going to treat you with my BB gun. Pow. So, all right, shout out to everybody that not only liked the pics, the comments, the links, but I got love for you if you actually share them. You feel me? So, all right, tomorrow is Wet Wednesday, where it's not all show, but it's definitely sexy. But I'm on my way up out of here, like I said, all week. I'm showing homage to some of the older cats that paved the way for us new cats today. So all this week, I'm showing mad love to MC Light, you dig, out of New York. Check it out. This is Dear John, Son of Common. This bangs, homie. For real.
Dear John, I know this life has been filled with stress and pain. If I could, I'd take it all.
Trying to find what I believe. It's hard for a tree to grow when father figures leave. Plus I got a seed and my baby mama need. Smoke a little weed to keep my mind free.
Only God could judge me, so to him I plead. Fifth in my hand, the myth of a man that I should know it all and I ain't supposed to fall. Getting locked up and boxed up, the protocol, writings on the wall, fighting for the cause. Read a letter from the world and it said,
yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?
Confused with those who say they have your back. I feel your pain, I know you're under attack. To be strong in all things and always just ain't real. So some stray lives left in hallways, death, breath is in the air. Let your thirst for life persevere. Someone once said you were chosen, but as you've gotten older, doors are now closing. Karma comes around, and all those silly things you did as a grown child are wheeling down in your direction. But not all hope is lost. Gather your thoughts for the second coming, and I'm guessing you'll be stronger than you've ever been.
Yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping in and being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do?